Alex, how did you make $1 million? How did you make five? How did you make 10? How did you make 50? How did you do this and that? Guys, it's all in the mind. If it was just about the physical attributes of success, everybody would be a multimillionaire, but it's not, right?
Welcome to the Alex Morton Show. I'm your host, Alex Morton, an entrepreneur, best-selling author, speaker, and momentum creator. This podcast is not just about financial success. It's about unlocking your potential in all areas of life. My purpose is to inspire you to become great and share the real, raw truth about success. This is where your extraordinary journey begins.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome to another episode of the Alex Morton Show. I am your host, Alex Morton. I'm excited today because I'm really going to get down, dirty, and deep on this word called paradigm. Now, a lot of you've heard my story before when I made my first $1 million, right? And my mentor, Bob Proctor, he came up to me and he said, you know what, how were you able to earn $1 million, you know, faster than anybody else in my, you know, my first company inside of the direct selling profession? I remember I could not articulate how I was able to earn, you know, $1 million and really three years and a little bit of change. And from that moment, he showed me how I was able to do what I was able to do. Why is that important? Well, here's the deal. If you're watching this right now and you are in network marketing, you're in insurance, you're in real estate, you're in solar, maybe you're maybe you're a super, you know, stay-at-home mom or a super stay-at-home dad. You're trying to rewire and reprogram your mind for success. Now, we know success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal and or goal. Success is whatever you want it to mean for you. But when we talk about the word paradigm, it is a big deal. Why? Well, paradigms control everything in our lives. It's why we look the way we look. It's why we eat the way we eat. It's why we sometimes know what to do, but we don't do what we know we should be doing. See, a paradigm is a multitude of habits that controls our belief system. It controls the way we think. It controls the way we feel, our emotional frequency. Everything in our life is controlled by this big, bad, monster word of a paradigm. And when you can shift your paradigm, when you can change your paradigm, that is when your life can and will change. Now, a lot of us have been programmed to believe that you have to be smart to make a lot of money. You have to come from a certain type of family to become a success in America or Europe or Asia or Australia. But the truth is, and remember, they are never going to tell you the actual truth. They want you to believe in this structured society of going to school and getting good grades and going to college. If you can't afford college, right, take out something called a student loan and then go get a job and work for somebody else. Right? You know, 9 to 5 for the next 40 years of your life and then try to retire on 40% of your income. But you're here because you want to think a different way. You want to believe in a bigger purpose. You want to believe in your biggest and best picture. So the reason why I was able to go from zero to hero and, you know, a broke college student at Arizona State University to earning my first $1 million before my 25th birthday is because I changed and I reshaped and I reprogrammed my paradigm. You've got to understand most of your habits, most of the things you believe, these were ideas that were given to you and shoved into your subconscious mind when you were a tiny little guy or a little girl, right? You know, growing up with mom and dad. So then we get older and then we question, you know, why we're not where we want to be. But the truth is, to change the future, we have to change the thinking. And to change the thinking, we must reshape, recreate, and reprogram this thing called a paradigm. So I'm going to go over 15 ways right now you can reshape your paradigm for absolute success. Maybe your overarching goal for this year is to get to, you know, $5,000 a month in residual income. Maybe it's $10,000 a month in passive income from real estate properties. Maybe it's, you know, getting to that next promotion inside of your insurance agency. I don't know what your goal is, but I'm telling you guys right now, nothing changes unless you change, and nothing will ever change unless you reshape your paradigm. Okay, so number one, you got to practice gratitude. Now, what does that mean? That means you want to start your day, wake up in the morning and start your day by being grateful, right? If you woke up this morning and you're not, you know, in a missile-induced area of Russia or Ukraine or starving to death in the Gaza Strip right now, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be grateful for the air in your lungs and the heart beating in your chest. So how do you incorporate gratitude into your everyday life? Well, very, very simple. Wake up and then either think about or write down, hey, these are the two things I am grateful for. These are the five things I am grateful for. And if you're watching this right now, you might be saying, I don't have a lot to be grateful for, right? There's too much month at the end of the money. You know, I got two kids and I'm a single mom, I'm a single dad, or you don't understand. I came to this country with, you know, nothing. And, you know, I'm just trying to make it work. I'm trying to figure it out. But, you know, the economy and the world just keeps beating the you know what out of me. I don't have a lot to be grateful for. This is what I want to share with you, okay? When you are not in a state of gratitude, meaning you're in a state of, you know, agony, anger, jealousy, temporary defeat, right? In a negative vibration, you are actually blocking the blessings of your life. When you are in a state of gratitude, guys, fear, anger, jealousy, envy, fear, right? Fear. These things cannot exist. And you might be watching this saying, you know what, this sounds very esoterical or hocus pocus or, you know, religious. It's none of that. You see, there are laws that govern this universe, okay? And when you live and operate your life based on these universal laws, guys, success will flow to you easily and freely. So practice gratitude every single day. Think about two people you're grateful for. Think about two things in your life you're grateful for, and try to emit that energy, that frequency of love and harmonious vibration out into the universe. Okay, next up, I want you to challenge your beliefs, right? We're talking about reshaping one of the most important things that's locked in our subconscious mind, which is this thing called a paradigm, a multitude of habits that control every single aspect of our lives. I want you to challenge your belief system, right? How do you do that? Well, you can get a journal, you can get a pen, and you can write down, these are my core beliefs, right? Think about why you believe certain things, right? Think about why you believe certain things about success, about, you know, getting in shape, fitness, health and wellness, money, relationships, right? There are, you know, so many people out there that, you know, speak the things that they don't want. That is their belief system, right? If you're out there trying to find your future husband or wife, but all you do is have negative conversations about, you know, there's nobody out there in Vegas for me. There's nobody out there in Sweden for me. Why is my friend over here, you know, happily married and, you know, a kid and an awesome husband that's loyal and makes a lot of money and takes care of her? Why can't I get the same things that, you know, my friend gets? When you speak these things, you guys, right, you're verbalizing a negative belief system, and then you continue to attract negative things into your life. Another belief system you might have on business, right? I can't get anybody to join my sales team in Seoul. I can't get anybody to hire me to edit and film videos, you know, as a producer or director when it comes to media. Okay. Again, these are your belief systems and they're not serving you. So I want you to challenge your belief system. Okay. When you use critical thinking, right, what you're doing is you're thinking about what you're thinking about, and then you can look at your core beliefs and say, you know what, that belief is not serving me anymore. Reject it, right? This belief is not serving me anymore. Reject it. When I got started in sales at 21 years old, there were no young people making money in my entire profession. There was one guy at 25 years old making money. Everybody else was, you know, 40s and 50s. In 60s. So my belief system back then was, I can't be young and make money. I found out, hey, that is a belief I'm holding and it's not serving me. So I'm going to delete that shit out of my mind and I'm going to replace it with, guess what? I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm a millionaire in my mid-20s. What we think about tends to show up in our life. Okay, we must question our belief systems, which leads me to the next thing, right? You want to seek different perspectives, okay? Some of you out there, listen, you have a big old ego and a tiny little bank account. You've got to get rid of that, man. You cannot walk around thinking you're smarter than everybody, you're more intelligent than everybody, or I went to this university, I have this degree, you know, my daddy's worth, you know, $7 million and he's a big time attorney in Miami, Florida, right? You have to stop all of this, you know, stinking thinking, because all of that stinking thinking and ego, again, it blocks you from learning new perspectives, new information, right? The fastest way to the next level is gaining new insights, right? I think we all could agree we learned a lot in 2020. You know, now all this stuff is coming out about the you know what, and you know, they told everybody to go out there and inject themselves with the you know what, and now they just recently came out and said you can treat the C-19 the same way you treat, you know, a flu, like flu-like symptoms, right? So maybe next time, don't let your beliefs, if your old belief system said, you know what, if the doctors and the pharmacists and the media tell me to go out there and put this stuff into my body, maybe you should question authority next time, right? Reshape your paradigm. Reshape the way you see the world. Seek different perspectives, okay? How do you do that? You can volunteer and participate maybe in community services to expose yourself to different types of people. I remember growing up in Ohio, we were middle-class America. There were rich people over here. There was us right in the middle. And then there was people over here that suffered, you know, the disease of poverty, right? And I remember a few times growing up, we would go to the soup kitchen downtown and I would get to, you know, see different perspectives of, you know, life, different perspectives of humanity, right? Talking to people and seeing and interacting with people that, you know, they really didn't know where their next meal was going to come from, right? So what did I do? I was seeking different perspectives on life. And when I would go volunteer at the soup kitchen or, you know, at the temple growing up, I remember we would be packing meals for homeless people. What that gave me as a 12-year-old kid was, okay, Alex, next time you're an ungrateful little shit because your Nintendo 64 is broken or your mommy and daddy won't buy you the new, back then it was the Sprint PCS Razor phone, right? I'm dating myself right now. I'm 34 years old. So some of you don't even remember what a flip phone even was. But what it allowed me to do was give me a different perspective. So the next time I would get normally upset about something, like a first world problem, I would then revert mentally and say, you know what? I remember meeting that kid who was my age. He didn't even know where dinner was going to come from. He didn't even know when his mom was going to come back from working, you know, two jobs. So when you seek different perspectives, you are reshaping the way you see the world and you're reshaping your paradigm, right? Embrace change, right? Embrace change. What does that mean? You should set aside time every single week to step out of your routine and do something different. I love my wife to death, and she's definitely somebody that helps me go out there and do different things, different experiences, right? You know, I say I'm going to keep you safe and you're going to keep me wild, right? Different experiences. Go out there and change your routine. Go out there and do something crazy. You know, go jump out of a plane or go, you know, deep sea diving or go try to go learn surfing somewhere, or, you know, change up your diet and see how you feel, right? Embrace change, because here's the deal. When we embrace new experiences, okay, what happens is those new experiences become new opportunities for personal growth. And when we grow ourselves, then we can go out and grow our income. We can go out there and grow our sales. You know, I meet so many entrepreneurs all over the world, right? I just got back from a 9-country tour in Europe. I was in Budapest, Hungary, and Frankfurt, Germany, and Ljubljana, Slovenia. And I was in Amsterdam, Netherlands, London, United Kingdom. I was in Vienna, Austria, and a couple other countries, right? I'm out there. I'm trying new foods. I'm having conversations with people that maybe grew up on a farm, right? I'm just trying to get a larger perspective of the world, okay? Because when I do that, and when you do that, again, it's going to allow you to reshape the way you think, the way you feel, and then it's going to help you reshape the way you take actions and the way you show up in your daily lives. So when you embrace change, ladies and gentlemen, you are innovating your program and you are innovating your hardwire. Remember, our brain and our mind is one big supercomputer that controls every single aspect of our lives. Okay. This is the secret. Alex, how did you make $1 million? How did you make five? How did you make 10? How did you make 50? How did you do this and that? Guys, it's all in the mind. Okay. If it was just about the physical attributes of success, everybody would be a multimillionaire, but it's not, right? You have rich and you have poor, and it doesn't have to do with money. It has to do with the way people think. When you don't have any money, you're broke. When you are poor and you have a poor mindset, it's because you continually pass over opportunities repeatedly. A lot of you had the opportunity to get involved in Bitcoin when it was, you know, 9,000, 10,000, 20,000 a coin. You know, today I woke up, right? Suckers over $70,000 a coin. You know, you've had opportunities to get into, you know, maybe tech startups or get involved in a really good money-making opportunity, you know, online digital marketing, right? But for some reason, your paradigm, right? It says, oh, it's too good to be true. Oh, it's one of those things. Oh, it's a pyramid. Oh, it's a scam, right? When you think poorly, you're going to continue to miss opportunities in your life, okay? Now, we're talking about the mind. We're talking about how to change this paradigm, right? The one of the constant words you're going to hear in a lot of these episodes, and I encourage you to go back and watch episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, right? All this information and content is going to stack on top of each other to help you build a bulletproof mindset, give you the right strategy, give you the right blueprint, and for you to go out there and build an extraordinary life that you and your family can be proud of. And one of the common words, okay, it's goals, right? Reshaping your paradigm. Yeah, it has to do with goals, right? You need to set some goals, right? In the health sector, in the making money sector, in the love sector, in the spiritual / God sector, right? I would never tell anybody, hey, this is the religion you should, you know, be into and all those different things. But I have a relationship with my creator. You know, I'm under the impression that I was created by God, and, you know, people can choose whatever book they want to choose. But at the end of the day, for me, you know, I was created in the image of perfection, which means I also have perfection within me. So do you, right? You have to tap in to who you are. And you can do that by, guess what? Setting some goals, right? Setting some goals and saying, you know what? These are my targets. This is where I'm going. This is what I want to create between now and the end of the year, right? And it makes me think of a story, you know, Sir Edmund Hillary, right? What did he do? He set a goal to reach the top of Mount Everest, and everybody around him, the papers, the press, his family, his friends, you know what? You're crazy. You know what? You might even die. You're not going to make it to the top of Mount Everest. Nobody's ever made it to the top of Mount Everest. But guess what happened in 1953, guys? Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay, all right? They set a goal to go to the top of the sucker, and they went to the top of that sucker, which we now know of Mount Everest. Why does that story mean anything to you? Well, what's your Mount Everest, right? And your Mount Everest is going to continually change and hopefully grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Back in the day, my Mount Everest was getting to $100,000 a year, and then it was $500,000, and then $1 million, right? And then it became, okay, I got to be the best husband I can be, right? One day when I'm a father, my Mount Everest can be the greatest. I need to be the greatest father I can be, okay? Goals are for growing, right? We don't set goals to get, we set goals to grow. As you're continually setting goals and accomplishing goals, right, you want to also practice mindfulness. Now, this is a newer topic for me, right? I've heard the word meditation for years now, and I always thought, you know what, those were not for high achievers like me, and I'm go, go, go all the time, 24/7, 365, running through a fucking wall, doing what I need to do to win, okay? I always thought, you know, meditation is going to slow me down. But the more I looked into it, the more I, you know, listened to different mentors in this mindfulness space, I realized, you know, meditating and calming your thoughts and focusing on you're breathing with the exclusion of everything else going on in your life, it brings you calm. And honestly, it brings you clarity. And I'm telling you guys right now, if you want to build something extraordinary in the business world, in the financial sector, with your life, with your health, with your marriage, with your kids, okay, you're going to need extreme clarity, okay, to go out there and accomplish the things you want to accomplish. Now, stacking on top of mindfulness, guess what? Is doing personal development every single day. Now, I'm proud of you because if you're watching the Alex Morton Show right now or you're listening to it on Spotify and or Apple, I'd appreciate it to leave 5 stars and leave a review, okay? You are practicing personal self-development, guys. I practice what I preach. I'm preaching to you to listen, to watch, to journal, to grow yourself every single day. Guys, that's what I do every single day, right? Before I showed up to this studio to shoot content for every single one of you, I was eating, you know, brunch in my condo over here in Las Vegas. As I was, you know, consuming food, what was I doing? I was watching a YouTube video and a podcast. I was listening to Jay Shetty, who's big on mindfulness, interview, you know, Oscar award-winning actor, a guy named Michael B. Jordan, right? And he was talking about his life and his upbringing and, you know, how he was able to create the success that he's been able to create. And I'm taking, you know, principles and strategies and, you know, mental fortitudes from somebody like a Michael B. Jordan, and now I'm intertwining them into my own life. That's what you're doing right now on the Alex Morton Show. You're taking information and content from me, and hopefully you're going to learn, and then you're going to apply it into your own life, into your own business. So what I want you to think about is, hey, I need to create a personal development regimen. When we plan for success, we get success. It's very, very simple, right? If we don't plan for success, we don't get success. So what do you need to do when it comes to personal development, guys? You need to set a personal development regimen. Hey, this I will do. 10 minutes a day, read, think, and grow rich. You know, 15 minutes a day, listen to a good audiobook on the Audible app, right? You know, every Tuesday when Alex Morton posts the Alex Morton Show, I'm going to take 20 to 37 minutes and I'm going to sit, I'm going to learn, I'm going to take notes, not because Alex is better than me, no, but he just might know a couple things that I don't know because he was able to do some things that I have not yet been able to do in the physical world. Do personal development every single day. And it makes me think about Leonardo da Vinci, right? He was world famous, world renowned for his diverse talents and achievements. And when you study Leonardo da Vinci, you will find that he was an avid reader and listener, and he was all about growing his mind and becoming more universal by studying the works of other, you know, amazing critical thinkers and artists from around the world. Another person who's been a lifelong earner, okay, he's on the $100 bill, man, you know, Benjamin Franklin, right? A lifelong learner. He actually taught himself multiple languages, different sciences, different practical and critical skills, and his commitment to continuous learning contributed to all the success he had as somebody in government and politics, as an inventor, and even a writer, right? We can all learn from people that have done it big, whether it's Leonardo da Vinci, Benjamin Franklin, or even somebody like LeBron James, man, studying Michael Jordan, studying the warm-up, studying the way he practiced. Why? Because LeBron said, I want to be the best. I want to be the greatest. So to be the greatest, I got to study and I got to learn from the greatest, right? Another thing that I love to do and a lot of people love to do, and this again also reshapes your paradigm, is, this might sound a little bit funky to some of you, connecting with nature, right? What does that mean? That means you take off your shoes, you take off your socks, and you put your feet on, you know, Mother Earth, the soil, the dirt, you know, the sand on the beaches of Miami or California, or somewhere in Italy, okay? You are connecting, you're grounding yourself with the source, which is, you know, Mother Nature. Something else you can do to connect with nature is go through a digital detox, right? I'm actually going somewhere this weekend you know, with my wife, and I am going to do a digital detox. I'm not going to have my phone for 48 hours. Yeah, I'm going to turn my phone off for 48 hours. We're going to go hike through, you know, Antelope Canyon and Horseshoe Bend and, you know, go sit out there in the, you know, the vastness of the desert. Okay. It's not too hot over here right now. In Las Vegas, I'm going to turn my stupid phone off and I'm going to connect and reground myself with the source, with nature, which is also, guess what? God. All of these things help you reshape, reprogram, and rewire your paradigm. Nature has, you know, always been a big deal to a lot of successful people. Like when you listen to, you know, mega artists and, you know, mainstream radio and albums and, you know, Grammy Award winners, there are lots of people that say when they go record an album, like they'll go to a cabin in the woods with just a microphone, a pen and a journal and make, you know, a hip hop album, right? Or they'll go somewhere, they'll turn their phone off near the ocean and they'll connect and they'll reignite themselves, you know, with the ocean, with the sunlight, with the grass, right? And it allows you to become more creative and really build, you know, a bigger and a better, you know, product, right? No matter what you do with your professional career, guys, you can incorporate some nature into that, okay? Also, to reshape this paradigm, to rewire this hard drive that, you know, controls every single aspect of our life, okay? You want to cultivate a sense of compassion, right? You want to practice loving kindness feelings towards people that don't look like you, that don't speak the same language as you, right? You want to develop empathy and compassion for other people, right? You may not be, you know, Arabic or Muslim, but when you see images of these young kids, you know, starving to death and, you know, malnourishment over in Gaza, you know, in present day, you know, does this formulate some compassion, you know, internally? Or a lot of times we never hear about, you know, all the insanity going on continuously in the continent of Africa, but there are millions of people starving to death over there in different countries right now. In Africa, right? When you hear these things, when you see these things, do you develop compassion? Do you have a sense of, hey, I want to help these people. I want to donate money or donate time or donate resources and energy, right? You want to develop compassion for other people. One of the ways you can do this is by, okay, challenging yourself, right? Challenge yourself every single week. Hey, I'm going to commit to doing 5 random acts of selfless kindness. Maybe it's giving money, extra money to somebody begging on the street. Maybe you're at, you know, Target or Walmart and you see a mom with 2 or 3 kids and, you know, times are tough. And, you know, you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to take care of your groceries here tonight. Just doing things that emit kindness, back into the universe. Okay. Not just because, you know, whatever you give, you get back tenfold, which I truly believe. But when you give, you feel really, really good. You know, one of my mentors, Tony Robbins, said the secret to living is giving, but it's hard to give when you are not compassionate. So you want to be compassionate. And when you do this, again, this is going to help reshape your belief system, reshape this paradigm, and help you become a bigger, better, and higher version of yourself. Okay. If you want to rewire your brain and rewire your mind, okay, you want to be a pro, you want to focus on solutions, not problems. Okay. You want to focus on solutions, not problems. Too many people out there in America and Europe, all over the planet, they focus on what they don't have. They focus on, you know, the negativity out there in the planet, right? You want to focus on solutions, right? You want to practice reframing problems as opportunities. Okay. One of the big things that I've been, you know, diving deep into is this whole idea on, you know, stoicism, where one of the big pillars of stoicism is seeing problems and seeing challenges as opportunities for personal growth, right? If something's screwed up, man, look at, hey, something's messed up, I'm gonna fix this thing. And by fixing this thing, I'm gonna learn something new. I'm gonna provide value in the marketplace, right? I'm gonna provide value into this planet, and I'm gonna become a better version of myself in doing so, right? So always be brainstorming solutions, right? Take action and implement the best solutions, okay? And learn from the process, okay? Who's one of the greatest people out there that ever focus on merely solutions instead of problems, guys, Thomas Edison, okay? He's known for numerous inventions. And this is what he said. Thomas Edison said this, "I have not failed. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't and don't work." Because he did this, he focused on finding solutions rather than dwelling on failures. It led him to massive success and massive inventions that have helped shape, you know, the humanity and the universe and the world and the globe as we know it today. Another way to reshape this paradigm is practicing self-care. What does that mean, guys? You should schedule regular self-care dates where you do something solely for your well-being, right? Maybe it's sitting in the sauna. Maybe it's cold plunging. Maybe it's taking ice cold showers in the morning. You know, maybe it's saying, you know what? For the next 7 days, I'm going to drink a gallon of water every single day, right? It's prioritizing sleep, exercise, health and wellness, well-being, healthy eating habits. It's staying sober for a period of time, you know, refraining from alcohol, refraining from, you know, smoking pot or, you know, taking other drugs, whatever it might be, right? You're doing things to practice self-care so you can take care of, right, this one temple that we have. If we practice self-care, again, we are reframing, reshaping, and rewiring our paradigms. Another thing you want to always be doing is you want to always be embracing temporary failure. I'm sick and tired of social media trying to paint these, you know, overnight success stories of our favorite actors, supermodels, you know, influencers. So many people went through so much temporary failure on their way to success, from The Rock to Kevin Hart to, you know, artists like Drake out there, you know, growing up in, you know, Toronto, Canada, acting on the Degrassi show, being half black, being half Jewish. He got a lot of hate his entire career, but he did not let temporary setbacks and temporary challenges and temporary failures, right, hold him back from becoming who we all know him as becoming, right? Another person that a lot of you probably grew up reading these books, J.K. Rowling, right? Harry Potter, multi-billionaire, in present day and time, right? She faced numerous rejections trying to sell the story of Harry Potter to publishers, okay? But guess what? Her resilience and her willingness to embrace temporary failure ultimately led to one of the most successful book and movie and now theme park series in the history of the world, which is, guess what? Harry Potter. What if she would have given up? What if she would have given up, man? You know, she wouldn't be to where she is today. What if I would have gave up at 21 when everybody told me it wasn't going to work and it's a scam and it, you know, what are you doing? And, you know, keep your ass in school and go get a normal job, right? If you're watching this right now and you are not yet experiencing your massive, massive breakthrough, you know, financially or, you know, personally in your life, understand all of these setbacks, all of these little arrows that are hitting you right now, guys, listen. Develop rhino skin, let the arrows hit you, let the arrow, you know, just break when it hits you, and you keep on keeping on, okay? Because one day, all of these tests are going to be your greatest testimonies. Forgiveness, right? Forgiveness. You want to always be continually looking for ways to practice forgiveness, okay? Because here's the deal. When you practice forgiveness, you let go of the bitterness that is in your soul, which is also in your subconscious mind. If I am pissed off at Brian, or I hate Aaron, or I want to kill this guy over here, I'm harboring these emotions internally, right? When I hate you, I'm also hating myself, okay? So what do you want to do? You want to practice forgiveness. And some of you might be saying, you know what? It's easier said than done. You don't understand what happened to me when I was a little boy or a little girl. You don't understand what my dad did to me or my mom did to me or this teacher said to me, you know, back in eighth grade. Listen, I don't understand, but I do understand that lots of bad, negative things have happened to lots of people all over the world. When you release that energy and you forgive and you let go, again, you are now opening yourself up to attract the people, the places, the mentors, the opportunities you need, right? To turn your spiritual dream and goal of success into a physical manifestation. So forgive, not just for them, but forgive for yourself. Celebrate successes, right? Celebrate successes. What does that mean? That means celebrate successes, small successes, big successes, right? You want to celebrate everything. I'll never forget when I hit, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month in my first company, right? You know, the people around me were celebrating, you know, $200 a month, like it was $2 million a month. And I never forget the way I felt. It's important to celebrate every little milestone along the way, every little level along the way in your company, in your relationships, in your friendships, in your marriage, whatever it is, guys, you want to be celebrating successes, and you use successes as motivation to continue to pursue your goals, right? What's in it for you, right? If you set a goal right here, right, you're going to have to hit a couple levels up here. Like, you know, back in the day when I set a goal to earn my first $1 million, that sounds good and that sounds great and that's audacious. But guess what? Before I got to $1 million a year, which is $83,000 a month, I had to get to $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, 5, 10, 15, 20, all the way up. What do I mean? Celebrate every milestone. Celebrate every level. Why? You're conditioning your subconscious mind. You're conditioning your paradigm, okay, to accept and expect wins along the way. And last but not least, in this 15 strategy of reshaping or rewiring, you know, your paradigm up in your subconscious mind, guys, here's the deal. You want to always be seeking continuous improvement, right? What does that mean? That means never be content with who you are or where you are. The spiritual DNA of you, God's highest form of creation, is always seeking out ways to express itself in a higher form, a larger form, a more vast form of human emotion and human experience, right? You want to go out there and continually seek improvement. Get in the right rooms. Get around the right information. Hear the right things. See the right things. Experience the right things. And always be seeking ways to constantly evolve, innovate, and improve. Okay. And when you do all of these things over a continual basis, listen, guys, it's not going to happen in a day. You know, an hour, a day, a week, a month, a year. I have been continually improving, you know, my skills, my mentality, my mindset, my attitude, my belief systems now, you know, for well over a decade, okay? Greatness takes time, okay? So make sure you go back, listen to episodes 1, 2, 3, rewatch this, share it with a friend, get involved in the comment section, guys. And remember, okay, if you can see it in your mind, you most definitely can hold it in your hand. Work every single day to reshape, rewire, and reprogram your paradigm for massive, massive success. I'll see you in the next episode.